Yes.
Right, so this chanukah to everybody. Let us try and finally come to a conclusion in this elevator case. Who exactly is going to be obligated to pay for breaking the elevator? As one remembers, the elevator can only hold 5 people. And 5 people got in, and they intended to go up to, let's say, 4, 6, 7. And as it's going up and it gets stopped at floor 2, another 2 people want to enter. People warn them that no room, the elevator can't take more. They don't listen to the warnings, they enter, and there's a whole discussion. Oh, not all of us can be in the elevator. Everyone has the opportunity to leave, but they don't. And now the elevator continues on its journey, and it breaks. So, in Hilchus Eish, which we wanted originally to suggest that the people had it break because of their combined weight, moving, that's for a concept of fire, that's how the mazik was. Well, we thought, we had came to the conclusion, we saw from the Tosis, by Hamatia Kitsitsis in Daf Lamed, over there hiding the glass in the wall, that in the concept of damage of age, we look at the one who's more negligent than, and he's the one who has to pay for everything. But we concluded last week that the Chazanish says there's no such thing over here. When a human being damages with his own body an item, it can never ever be defined as Eish, it's Odom and Mazik, and his biggest raya as somebody gets blown off the roof in an unusual wind. He's chayev. If it's Eish, if it's unusual wind, you're not chayev. It must be that a human being damages with his body is considered Odom and Mazik. And therefore, we're now left with a question. In the halachas of Odom and Mazik, do we say the same thing? That the one who's more negligent, everyone here is Odom and Mazik. Everyone's using their weight to damage this lift, this elevator. Do we say also over there in Hilchus Odom and Mazik, the one that's more negligent has to pay the whole lot? Or do we say, no, if it's Odom and Mazik, then that's different. It doesn't matter who's more negligent than the other, they're all going to have to pay equally. That's the question we end with. So let us look at the Maramokim number 1 and see if we can bring a liar from this. Hey Shanicha, hey Chavilus al Behema, Ke'echot. In Choshen Mishpat Simon Shimpei Gimel Sittaz, it talks about a case. 5 people leave 5 different bundles of weight on top of a Behema together. Below Mesit didn't die. Ubad there, Achalon, and then came another 6 guy. And he left it on, he left it, added weight to it, Vinay's an appetite. So who's chayv? It's combined weight of it, combined weight that kills Daniel. If before he put, before the last guy put on extra weight, it was walking okay. And when the sick guy added weight, he suddenly stopped and said, this is too much for me, and collapse, then ha'acharon chayef. It's clear, because of the last one, he's the makif apatish, with him, without him, it wouldn't, nothing would happen, so he's obligated. But if it was already, before he came along, in a bit of a desperate situation, he wasn't able to move the animal, Then Akron, the last one, didn't do anything. It was already, so to speak, a dead animal, even before the sixth put the weight on. It wasn't because of the sixth weight it died. It was already dying, even without the sixth weight. So therefore, those five are chayv. He's not. The Eina Yadeh Kulam Mishalim. If you don't know, then everyone's going to have to pay. So what do we see from here? We see from here, apparently, it looks like, over here, is that if the last one uses the first 5 weight plus his to kill the animal, then he's going to be chayv, and not the others. If he is the one that pushes it over and says, up to here I could take the weight, but with your extra bit you can't take the weight, then the one's going to be chayev, even though all the weight together is killing the animal, only the last one who actually pushed it over. Seems to be, that's what it's saying from over here. Yes. Now, do I have a proof, therefore, to our scenario that those last two that entered are the ones who are going to be obligated to pay for the damage for the elevator?
There's a difference, because in the elevator, the people are still in there. They themselves are still caught. Here, it's the Yerchayev only mitzvah putting it down. They put it down.
Here the
they left it. They were.
The elevator started to move.
They could have gone out.
They were one of the seven when it started to move. Here they were.
No, I'm saying it wasn't because the seven came in and automatically broke. The doors didn't close and it didn't go anywhere. It actually started going up.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that same case where like the sixth guy put his thing and the animal just refused to budge.
Ah, very good. That's the second critic.
Yeah, but over there, in that case, they already know. They've tested out the elevator. With five people, it's not going to break. So we know if it breaks, it's because of the last two people. With a no, meaning assuming that the
we know that the elevator was doing okay with the five, and it's the two coming afterwards to push it over.
It's built in such a way that it can carry five, and it can't carry seven.
So we don't. Yep. So if you want to compare it to this case.
This case, you don't know.
Right, well, you're saying in the first example, we know it was walking fine, and then you put on the extra weights, then the last one's going to be higher, because you're the one who pushed it over, even though you pushing over with your own weight doesn't do it, and you're only doing it with the combined weight, since you're the one who pushed it over, going to be higher. But, as Shmuel pointed out, it's not exactly a good raya, because here, you're defining how did it actually break in the end. It's not like they put something down, and everything was okay, and now they're out of the picture, and then somebody else puts something down, and he's the one who makes it bad. Here we're talking about in the case of the elevator, where they put down, and they're still pressing down on it. It's ke'ilu, they're still pressing down on the animal, as this last one puts down his weight on the animal, and they're all pressing together. In the case where they're all pressing together at the time of breakage, what we the halacha we don't necessarily see over here. Okay. So we haven't got exactly a good proof from over here. So now
you could say, like in the case of, let's say the elevator, let's say it wasn't five people that got up to the second floor. Let's say it's on the first floor, five people get in, six person gets in, and seven person gets in. You could say, well, who says, they're all there at the second floor at this point, equally involved. They're all there equally waiting
okay.
when it moves up.
Yeah.
That would be earlier.
Yeah. So now, I want you to define to me that we all saying that the last two are more negligent than the first five. Okay. What exactly are the first five doing in respect to breaking the lift?
They're continuing to add weight.
Yeah, so how do you say those words?
Shev al tassel.
Yeah, so what would you define it? How would you say?
Passive.
So how do you say passive? Very good, passive. That passive, a very English way of saying it, they're helping. Helping in a passive way. There's somebody who's more active, and there's somebody who's less active, is in a passive way, helping. He's helping in a passive way. Okay.
I mean, they're all equally weighing down.
They're all equally weighing down, but one's more active
what
in
was
actually,
already,
one is more active in actually causing a damage than the other. Why? Because he was the last one to move in.
Yeah, but the fact that he didn't go off makes him just as active as the
other. So that's
Shev al tassel.
Is not getting off, not doing an action, makes him active, or he still remains passive? Yeah.
It's like not putting on one on a respirator versus actively taking off.
The I'm there, sitting there, doing nothing.
No, because there's no damage until it starts moving.
And I
when
still
it moves,
stay there.
They're all doing
and
the exact same
I'm
thing.
I'm passively that's staying that's there.
At the same moment, they're all pushing
and that
down.
And passively staying there is now being a problem. Passively doing something, is that called passive and nothing? What's the status of this act? Are you going to be obligated to him? So basically, what's the halacha in Hilchos Nazik of how in halacha we define as Messiah? you're helping. As a Messiah higher than
that. Why is it called a Messiah? Why is it, I don't see why it's a Messiah.
Because I'm not doing anything. I have, as I walked in.
They're all
in,
doing the same thing.
No, they're not. It's not like your case. I walked in on floor zero, five of us. Absolutely no one can define this action of walking in as anything to do with damage. I'm not doing any damage while walking in. I'm not doing any damage while walking in.
On the second floor, but I'm not, there's I'm seven doing, people. So there's no damage yet. The last two people came on. There's no damage yet. They all know.
No, but no, the action of walking into the lift on the bottom floor of those five can never, ever be defined as an action of mazik. Yeah. The action on the second floor, now that there's five already in there, and the two walking in, those two are definitely defined as they're involved in and doing an action which will cause damage. And those five which are staying in there are involved and in, not involved in passively doing an action of mazik by staying in there. So one's doing an action which can be defined as an active act of causing damage, and the other five are passively doing an action at that stage of staying in there of damage. So what's the halacha in such a case? Of passively damaging.
So we're basically saying that by Adam a mazik, you have to be a mazik propole actively, otherwise you're just being a messiah.
And
your existence, you're not Adam a mazik.
So that's what we're going to find. What's the sin of messiah? Passively damaging. Okay. In Hilchos Shabbos, in Shabbos Daf Samach based on the base, the halacha is a Messiah in Shabbos is nothing. He's not called Chayv in Shabbos, he's not called, he's doing an action. A Messiah helping passively to do an Aveira on Shabbos is called, you're not doing an Aveira. You're not doing any Maisa Aveira. That's in Shabbos. Now, let us look at the Gemara and Makkos. The Gemara and Makkos says like this. And Dav Chof on the base. Hamakiv Peiros Rosh. Somebody who shaves off his hair, which is an instant delight. Tana Kamad Rafisa. Echot Hamakiv Echot Anikiv Loko. Who's going to get Malkus for doing that? Avera. Not only the one who's shaving the hair off, but also the one who's being shaved is considered he's done an Avera, so much so you get Malkus for it.
I mean, that's different. There, there's a specific Isser, a law against being shaved.
We'll see what the Gemara explains. Why? Why is the one who's just sitting in the barber chair, who's not moving or not doing anything, all he's doing is letting his hair be cut, considered as if he gets Malkus and doing an Avera? So on the lace, the Gemara asks that question. Manza ochel tami barbi loki. Somebody who just eats tomorrow and Abdi gets Malkus, he's not doing anything. That's what the expression means. He's not doing anything. What's he doing? He should get Malkus. Yeah. So Domilachor, you know money, you know why? Because this is like Rabbi Yehuda. The first suggestion is like Rabbi Yehuda. Domalab Shaimba Maisa Lokanov. This is like Rabbi Yehuda, who we don't Paskin like. And this mission is going, Shloki Ilchusa, is going according to the opinion that if you're over an Aveira without doing an action, you also get Malkus. You don't need to do actions to get Malkus, you just have to do an Aveira. Without doing actions, you also get Malkus. That's what we heard to the opinion, which we don't pass like, and this mission is not in the halacha. Now, the main one, which I want to tell, is Rav Ashi, who is halacha. Rav Ashi says, no. You know why? Why is the one sitting in the barber chair getting Malkus? He's not doing anything. Or Rashi Messiah, he is doing something. He's helping. Rashi explains, what's he helping? How's he helping? Mezamin Hasoris Lamakis. He is being Mezamin. He's preparing his hair for the barber to cut. And therefore, according to halacha, that's not called Einbo Maisa. By preparing your hair to be cut, that's called an action, and therefore you get Malkus.
So this is different than what we said. This is Messiah Bapoel. He's doing active.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
Both cases.
What does Rav Ashi mean? What does Rashi's explanation? explanation
according
of Rashi
Yehuda also, he did his own Isser. It's just not a matter
doing?
Of...
What is he doing?
It's not a love shame, but Maisa. There's no Maisa. Now we say, no, there is a Maisa.
What's the Maisa? What's the Maisa he's
the
doing?
The Maisa is by moving his head in a way that makes it easier is already considered a Maisa.
What's that's how you explain Rashi? That's
what Masaya is.
What does that mean?
Shmazin
Soros. The etzim that he's presenting is hair, that his hair...
Mizamin, what does Mizamin mean?
It means to turn your head.
Mizamin, I can translate Mizamin just means. You want to cut my hair? I let you cut my hair. Sit down.
Mizamin is to invite.
I invite you to cut my hair. I sit down and invite you. I'm not doing this.
To make it veil.
Yeah, but the fact that you're allowing your hair to be cut, you're
walking into a place of what is there.
Presenting your hair.
He initiated.
The barber goes to this side.
But at the time when the veil is taking place, is he actually doing anything?
No,
he's just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
He's
just sitting there.
We initiated. We got nothing. Let us look.
That's the mice. That's the love. She says here is a mice.
Let us look at Rabbi Akiva Eger.
It's like walking to the elevator knowing two more guys are going to come in on a later floor and saying, this way we'll see what happens with the elevator. I mean, he didn't do anything once he got there, but he came in with the intention knowing that's
the whole question is, if there's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, where's the Maisa?
Yes.
So we say, either you don't need a Maisa, going to Rabbi Yehuda, or you do need a Maisa. And when we have a Maisa, you don't see the Maisa, he's reminds me, there is a Maisa.
Yeah. So Eric just joined us. I just want to explain why we're halting at the moment. The ultimate aim is to decide who's hired for the lift, the elevator. Now we're discussing a case of, in the Gemara Makkos, where it says, what we define the people in the elevator as the five who are passively damaging the lift by not leaving it, not doing any action to damage, but they're passively damaging it by not leaving it, and there's two people who are actively damaging it. So we want to know, what's the halacha of people who passively damage? Are they five to pay on it? So we've now brought a Gemara Makkos, which says, somebody who has his hair cut, totally shaved, is over this. Yes? And who's over the Isser? You get Malkus for that type of Isser. Who? Says the Mishnah, not only the barber, but the one who's having his hair cut also. He's not doing anything. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says that he's helping. And Rashi says the words, how's he helping? He's a mezamim. He's inviting the barber to cut his hair. So we want to know, how's that considered an action? In order to get Malkus, you have to be doing an action. It says it's called an action because even though you're inviting your hair to be cut. How's that an action? That's the discussion at this point of time. At this stage, I want to introduce you to a din Torah. Before we get into trying to understand the Gemara Makkos exactly, I wanted to introduce you to a din Torah. We have Reuven, who is leaving the house, leaving the yeshiva, and he wants to go to a certain event. Shimon comes running out after him and says, grabs hold of him and said, you're not going to Avet, and I'm not going to let you leave and go to that event. He's holding him by his suit, his jacket. Reuven says, let go, because you're going to tear it. Shimon says that to him, I'm not going to let go, and I won't get torn unless you try and move. So Reuven said, I'm warning you, I'm going to move, and you better let go because you're going to tear it by me moving. Shimon says, don't move, and nothing will happen. Reuven moves, and it gets torn. Now he wants to define, is Shimon chayef for breaking his suit? Shimon claiming, I didn't do anything. I was just holding it, and he's the one who moved away. I was very passive. He is the one doing the action. I passively damage, and he actively damage. Something which is noged to Ashayla. What's the halacha of something passively damaging? Is he chayav? Not. Okay.
Is it really called passively damaged?
Is that called passively damaged? That means what passive mean? Means I'm status quo, and if everyone stays status quo, nothing happens. So you're the one moving, and I'm just staying as I am, and therefore I've caused damage, but in a passive way.
You can't.
Are you hired for that?
You can't call something passive when it was preceded by an action. In this case, preceded by Shimon grabbing onto it in the first place.
But now there was an action which wasn't defined as a muzzle at that stage. And I warned you, do not move, because I don't want my action. My action at that stage was just putting you in prison. I was putting you in prison. I wasn't damaging. And I'm warning you, don't move, because I'm not going to be damaged.
But that is an action that could lead to a damage. So it's
only because you're silly enough to move. I put you in prison.
You don't have the right to put me in prison.
So you've got claims of putting me in prison, but claims of damage? I'm passively damaging.
Potter from damage
in
fire for kidnapping?
Maybe.
Come over, drop me, Nick.
Okay. So let us look at Rukiva Eger, how he relates to this sugya of the barber. The barber, we're saying, the one getting the haircut, is also chayv for Malkus, because he's considered doing an action, even though all he's doing is inviting his hair to be cut. Says Rabbi Kiva. Rukiva Eger. Number three. In Messiah Lamakif, Mash Mazamino Esrosho. If you're telling me he's helping his hair to be cut from the fact that he's allowing his head to be cut, at the time that he sits down in the barber chair, there's no issa. Just sitting in the barber chair is not doing any issa. But shasu nikiv, and the time when the actual issa takes place, where the hair gets cut off, ain't a masai gum, he's not doing anything. He's just sitting there. He's not helping at all. How did he help? He helps you be able to do the issa, but he's not helping in the issa. He allows himself to sit down, and that stage there's no issa. That now allows you, the barber, to do the issa. But when you're doing the issa, am I helping you? I'm just sitting there. I'm not helping you at all. How can you say that that's called a maisa, an action, at that stage to say you get Malkus? All I do is sitting there. She says, we'll keep it anchored. On Mokim Loma, that we have to say, the Mazamin, what does it mean by inviting? Hainu Bashas Giluach Mamish. It means at the time when you're actually getting your hair cut, Mater Losho, you actually tilt your head, Sheh Giluach Tov Biyosa. In order, at the time when you're having the issa done to you, you actually tilt your head in a fashion where by tilting it, it makes the cutting better. And only then can we say you're helping, and then you get Malkus, because you're actually doing an action of helping at the time when the issa is happening. But if you're just literally sitting still, then that's not called even helping, and you don't get any Malkus at all. Because you didn't do any action. Action means action. Action means you have to tilt your head at the time when the issue is happening to make the actual haircut better. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eger learns the case. If so, then in our case, which I just talked about, I'm holding your jacket, you're moving away, at the time when the actual damage takes place, I'm not doing anything, I'm not doing any action. You're the one being active, it should be according to Rukiva Eger. I'm not doing anything, I'm not even helping. Helping means I'm helping you actually do the action that you're doing. I'm not. I'm passively doing, you're doing everything. Stabby's still not doing anything, he's not doing anything.
Well, you're holding on to the foot with a lot of strength to...
The same amount of strength, maybe. Yeah. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's explanation of the Quran.
Now, so you would be popular?
It will appear at this stage that Rabbi Akiva Eger defines helping, it means you have to be actively involved. If you're not actively involved in what the event which is taking place at that stage, you're doing nothing at that stage when the event is taking place, that's called passive, and therefore you'll be released.
It doesn't mean released, it just means ain't b'maisin. You see that you don't get Malkus.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that you're not chayav.
No.
Pay. It just means you don't get Malkus.
Yep.
To get Malkus, it has to be an active.
And to be doing something. Be chayav for damages, you also do have to do an action.
perhaps that's something else. Maybe that we don't see.
Yeah. That's I'm taking on. I didn't bring you my mukomis for that. But that is poshut. In order to be chayv for damages, you have to do an action which will lead to damage.
The problem is not that you usher for the nikkaf. The problem is that you shouldn't get malchus.
Yeah, because it may be, say, osir. But it also in Hilchus Mazik, that not only in Hilchus getting Malkus you need to do a Maisa, but in Hilchus Mazik, you also need to be a Maisa to be chayv to pay. Not to be doing Isur, but doing Isur, you can do Isur even without actions. But chayv to pay, you have to do an action. So we define what's called an action. We thought helping is called an action. So we keep making helping is only an action as come as the helping is actually physically doing something involved. Passively helping is not called a maisa, and you won't get markers and you won't be chayv to pay investment. Let us now look at the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish argues on Rav Kiva Eiger in the explanation of this Gemara. He says, why is the one sitting in the chair chayv? Because he's helping. Well, helping is an action, is buffing. So he says like this, you know what? Nira, the Bachazokas Haguf, number 4, the Matziv Mushuna, holding your body in a different state, Metachnio Harogo, from the normal way you hold your body, Kamo Marin Roshi, you just lift up your head, Yosem Regulus, a bit more than normal. Regulus Otom, a bit more than the normal Otom. Okofa Roshi, Yosem Anorfle Otom, or you slightly tilt your head down more than the normal person does. Roshim, by that in itself, by holding yourself in that state, Kamatsit Tova Biyoda, it's like you're holding something in your hand, because Kamatsit Roshi Barokam Zer, when you're holding your head in this fashion, I show Negit Aregilus, which is not its natural state. In Minia Bez Rosho, if you just leave your head to relax normally, Memelia Nata Asatav Ischark Benata, if you would just naturally let your head drop, it will automatically go away from the razor blade which is cutting your head. And you are holding it there so it doesn't go away. So do Machri and Zrosha, and you are keeping with Rotson to keep it there. You're forcing your head to be in that position. So we go to the Khan, Mikre Maisa. That's called a Maisa. I physically don't see your head moving at the time when the hair's cut is taking place. But the fact that without you putting effort to hold your head still in that position, holding your head still in that position is called a maisa, even though I don't see you actually moving at that time.
There's no physical maisa.
You don't need a physical maisa of movement to be considered a maisa to be chayev or malchus and hutin mazik. It's good enough for us, even you, to be still, but you're holding yourself in that position, which is not necessarily natural, in order that it could be considered as if, even though you're not moving, you're actually involved in helping and doing an action at this stage. I don't see you moving, but you're holding yourself is called a maisa at that stage. That is the chiddush of Rekiv Eger.
So it's who holds onto the coat.
So therefore, according to Rekiv Eger, just sitting in the barber chair, and just sitting head still, and not moving it like Rekiv Eger said, just sitting there, Chazon Ish would hold that, and you are actually helping your hair to be cut, and you are doing an action of helping your hair to be cut, and you're chayv malchus in that sense. So who is it? Who's holding it?
Shimon's holding it.
When Shimon's holding the garment tight, and he says, Reuven, don't move away! You move away, you're breaking it! Yes, Reuven is breaking it, but he's being helped in breaking it with Shimon by holding it. He's not physically moving at the time when the actual breakage takes place. No, that's called he is actually involved in breaking it because he's holding himself in that position to prevent it in such a way, to prevent him moving, and therefore he's actually helping in the actual action of breaking. Because he's holding it, even though his hands are not moving, but he's holding it in an unnatural state. Holding his body in an unnatural state is called actively involved in breaking his garments at that stage.
But he's a Messiah.
He's called a Messiah. He's called the Messiah of action, where you're going to be Chayev Malkuson, and therefore also you'll be considered a Chayev, as if you've also fulfilled the requirements of Odom HaMazik, of where you are actually doing an action to damage his jacket at that stage. Okay? So, according to the Chazon Ish, Shimon is Chayev. We haven't discussed how much.
Well, it could be that he's less Chayev than Reuben, therefore not Chayev at all.
Yeah, we haven't discussed that particular amount. What we have discussed is that even though he's passive, he can't say, I'm not doing anything. Passive is actually doing something. We haven't said that the more active one may be more responsible. We haven't discussed that. But we have established that he can't come up with the excuse, oh, I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is standing still. And standing still is not an action. In order to be chayv, and even to start thinking about being chayv in the Hilchos Mazik, you have to actually do an action. I'm not doing that. On that, we concluded with the key of Chazon Ish, that even when you're not physically moving, but you're holding yourself in an unusual position, it's called you actively involved in this action of breaking. Maybe you're going to have another release because he's more involved, but we haven't discussed that point at that stage.
Okay. What does Rabbi Akiva Eger suggest in the case of the guy who's holding it? According to him, you just have to sit there for the next 10 hours or whatever.
So let us suggest over here, as was already thrown out over here before, that even Rabbi Akiva Eger would agree in the case of Reuven and Shimon that Shimon will be high.
Yeah.
Why? If we would define Rabbi Akiva's requirements of helping where it's considered an action, as you have to actually do something, how
can he has to move his hand to keep the coat?
How is Shimon still come under that category where we can say he's high? That's before the event.
As Reuven tries to get away, Shimon's hands are going to move also in the process, trying to hang on to the coat.
Good. Not exactly that, but good. Automatically, what happens? If I'm holding it in a certain strength at this stage, and now you make a sudden tug, what am I going to do?
Tug back.
Not necessarily maybe tug back, but certainly
increase the strength.
Increase my grip. So at the time where Reuven starts moving away, Shimon got tiny, he's not doing anything. Nothing changed from before the moving away event. Avada Shimon has to increase his grip at the time when he's moving away, and therefore he is actually doing something at the time of the mazik, like Ruki Vega's cutting the hair. I mean, he's actually tilting his head at that side. Also, he's actually increasing his grip, where even Ruki Vega would hold you higher than Marcus. Okay.
So the elevator case, everyone should hold your puzzle.
So now let's get back to the elevator. The elevator case. We said the first five moved in on the bottom floor. They're definitely at that stage. Their action of moving into the elevator is nothing. It's not because of mazik at all. That's what lift elevators for at that stage. Moves on to the second floor. Another two people move in, were illegally. They're definitely involved in an action which was caught, and it actually does create damage at the end of the day. Moving in at that stage. The other five are passively staying in. And then it gets broken. Can we define them at that stage? Who would hold what on Klapi, those five? Would those five be considered as they are involved in the mice of Mazik by passively staying in or not?
So Rekiva Eger is obvious, they're not doing anything. So
according to Rekiva Eger, you have to do a Meiser for being Mazik, and just helping is not a Meiser unless you're helping with a physical movement. They're not helping with any
and
physical
movement.
Even
the Chazon Ish, they're not doing anything unusual.
According to Chazon Ish, let's analyze the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish holding yourself in a position.
They're black mission.
They're keeping their weight in there.
Anyway, you'd stand. They're not like standing extra strong or extra straight or extra strength. They're not doing anything.
They're standing comfortably.
I mean, it might be squashed in there, but otherwise they're standing comfortably.
They're holding themselves in a place where they will create muscle, create damages. Yes?
That's a, the fact is, damage involved is irrelevant.
According to Chazon Ish, is that called an action or not called an action?
I don't think so. Their etzim being there is an action. They're contributing weight to it.
Keeping themselves there, even if they physically doesn't move, would be considered an action. As, like we said with the hair cutting, that's what the Chazon Ish. So at this stage, you want to say, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, definitely those five are not going to be five. According to Chazon Ish, where even you're keeping yourself stationary, your body stationary, is considered an active action because you're holding yourself there, there's room now to still say that those five are helping the lift be broken with the ones who are more active, and therefore, what's the halakha in such a case? There's room. Maybe Chazon Ish would wouldn't be hold on a bit. But let us analyze.
I don't think a machzik themselves in a certain way. If they let themselves go and they sink to the floor, they're doing the same thing. I mean, they're not holding themselves in a particular.
Right. This is much more than
holding themselves. Yes,
your energy is not what's causing it. It's not because they're holding themselves.
No, but it's in a different way. There's time and there's place. They're holding themselves in the lift. Is holding themselves in the lift when they could get out of the lift means they are actively involved in trying to break the lift. Even although
that would take a mice to leave the lift.
Yes,
that's what we're talking about.
But the fact they could get out of the lift and they don't get out.
You could have gotten out of the room. You chose to stay in the room. So now,
that's what Chazon Ish says.
And you're always active, and you're never, ever, ever passive.
Chazon Ish says if you're holding yourself up,
yeah,
then
it's like
that's
the barber. If you got out of the barber chair,
that's different. That's very the fact that
you're not leaving the barber chair makes you chayav.
The fact that you're not letting your hair move. Normally your hair would sit like this.
You could have moved your head.
He didn't say that. He says you're holding yourself unnaturally.
Right, it's unnatural is the word used.
Unusual yourself to be sitting there.
What about even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, two people get into the lift and the other people move up for it?
Move up, what?
Move up, make space for it.
Okay. Oh, that's an interesting point. That's the other side.
Okay. Even that's a little bit.
Yeah.
Even one step.
They're not involved in the mazik, they're just helping somebody be a mazik. What does it mean, then, making more room? The making more room means I'm allowing you to muzzle now the lift. I'm not actually muzzle more the lift than I was before. I'm the same weight. I'm just allowing you to be a muzzle. Still, that would make a difference to actual show. So, okay. So, definitely we'll keep Eger those five off the hook. Maybe Chazon Ish, I'm not rejecting all your analysis over here, that Chazon Ish also agree over here that you're not called active. So that, but let us take on the fact that you are active. What would be the halakha in such a case? Back to our question. When one's more active than the other, who one's more negligent than the other, one's active, one's less active, do all of them going to be chayv or not in Odom and Mazim? So here's a befavorish gemara, daf yud on the base, look at number 5, and Baba Kama, it says like this. Hey, shiyoshu asasso echod lo shofru. Five people sat on a bench and it didn't break. A bar ech of the Yoshev alof comes along the sixth line, sat on it. The shofar the broke. Ha'achlon chayv. That last one's chayv. Even although those first five contributed to the damage because it's using their weight. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at number 6. What exactly? When do we say the last one's chayv? In Yoshev Zachazer, if we're talking about they took turns, one, Reuben sat first, Shimon sat second, Yehuda sat last. In no hoist nishma below Yeshiva Zachon, if the bench wouldn't have broken without the last one, who levads chai v'sham? The last one's chai to pay. Up to that, up to him, everything was okay. Vin lo hoist nishma rak betok beishot. What happens, the scenario is, that the bench would have broken even without the last guy. It just would have taken 2 hours. The imam nishma toksha. And now because he sat there, it's broken in 1 hour. So it was going to break, it's just he made it work, break quicker. What's the din? Oh, then, roim it sobachalem umon la amot. If the last guy who came in leaned on the rest of the guys and prevented them leaving, who the vat chayv shem? Then he's chayv by himself to pay. In love, if not, kulon chayovim. If he didn't lean on them, he didn't prevent them. They all had the opportunity to go, but they didn't go. Then all of them are going to be.
That's because they were already breaking.
They would have broken
anyway. Came.
So
they were already breaking before.
So when do we say the opportunity to leave and you don't leave means that you are now hired for the damage as much as the one who is more negligent?
If it's not, they would have broken anyway.
Seems to be. If that's even without the last guy coming along, it would have broken. If so, let's relate to it. Without those last two coming in, would the lift broken?
It might have, we don't know.
No,
it wouldn't. It says
no,
five people would have broken.
Yeah. So therefore, it's not that the case it was going to break, and I had a chance to leave, and I didn't leave, so therefore, I'm as equally as negligent as. Here, when I went in, it wasn't going to break at all. It's like the first case of the Shulchanot, that's if I, one after the other, it wouldn't have broken at all. Comes along the last one, now it breaks, then the last one's kind. Even though I had the opportunity to leave. That is in fact how the Gaon and the Sma learned the Shulchan Aruch. The Gaon and the Sma both learned the Shulchan Aruch that you can only say that the passive person is chayiv by not leaving is if it was going to break in any case. Then if he doesn't leave, he's going to be chayiv. Because we, a passive guy, by definition, is not chayiv. Must be that his initial action was also bad because it was going to break through his initial action. But if his initial action, it wasn't going to break at all, and comes along the last guy and he sits down, even though they could leave, but by sustaining there and not leaving, even though it's a bit negligent, and they could have leave, but they're not going to be covered for damages because they're called passive nothing at that stage. Because the active action, which was the initial sitting down, was completely okay. They're just not leaving. Just not leaving is nothing. That's how the Sma and the Gaon learns. So therefore, in our case, for sure, the lift you're going to be bottled. However, the Chazanish argues on this explanation in the Shulchan Aruch, and he learns that in Somach Alem, Umon Elamos, when it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if he prevented them from leaving, then the last one is chayav. I.e., if he didn't prevent them from leaving and they could have left, then they are also going to be chayav. He learns that's going back on the whole Shulchan Aruch case, not only the second case, but even on the first case, that even if in the event where you sat down initially, that you could leave, and you don't leave, even though when initially you sat down, you did nothing wrong, and all you did, and all you did is passively stay there when you could leave, knowing well that it's going to damage if you stay, that's enough, says Chazanish, to machayv you on equally as much as the older. So if you put the two Chazanishes together, the Chazanish is saying a passive act of holding yourself there when you could leave, even though the initial act of being there was perfectly okay, is called an action. Not only that, is an action as equal to the person who's more active and the more negligent by actually going there at the time where it's for sure his actual action going there is damaging. You're equal on his level in Hilchos Odom and Mazik. All of you are going to be five equally.
Because
you should have gotten off.
That's depending on how you learn the Chazanish. I don't think the Chazanish would have said that by the case of the living here. I think he says it only.
Yeah, but this is a different Chazanish, Baba Kama. A Chazanish, Baba Kama, on this Shulchan Aruch. And he says, even though your initial action sitting there was absolutely legal and nothing wrong, stayed there and not move when you could, that's called you doing an action of breaking, and you're not only that, you're on equal level hive of tashum as the one who's more active.
Something would have broken in 2 hours. Is it starting to break now, or it only breaks at the 2 hour point?
It's starting to break now.
So if so, then they couldn't have sat down. They did a maisa mazik by sitting down.
But the Chazanish is talking about even in a case where it wouldn't have broken at all. Even if it wouldn't have broken at all, unless the other guy would have come along, and now the other guy comes, it's going to break, and you could leave, and you don't leave, so you're now you're not as negative, but that's enough to say you have to share the damages.
One section is Sif Aleph, one Sif Yudal. So how does the Chazanish explain that thing in Yudal is going back on Aleph?
No, no. That's Daf Yud in the Baba Kama, and this is Sif Aleph, yeah? This is Sif Aleph.
Baruch Hakam 6 and 7.
Yeah,
so six is
no,
7
we haven't seen. We haven't seen 7.
Oh, we haven't seen 7. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a different thing
oh,
altogether.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
So therefore, in conclusion, those five are potter. Why those potter? Not because everyone agrees you're potter. Because we can't be motzi moment, and most likely you're potter. Firstly, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger,
you're
always going to be potter because you're always passive. Yes? A passive person is always going to be potter. Secondly, even if you hold like Chazanish when it comes to Baba, like you explained, that's only because you're holding your body in a natural place. Naturally, you're holding yourself not in a natural position. Whenever you hold your body in a non-natural position, that's called doing an action. But natural position, that's called not doing an action. But so therefore, in the lift, all you're doing is staying there. Even if you're flopped to the floor, like everyone has said, you wouldn't add anything. So your body at that stage is not doing anything. So therefore, it's not called involved in the damage. So therefore, if you're holding like even like that Chazanish in the barber case, you'll still be pot over here because it's not called action. Only way we say you're chayav, which is not the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, is as if you learn like the Chazanish and Baba Kama, that having the, itself the opportunity to get out and prevent the damage and choosing to stay in and allow the damage to come take place is called being involved in damaging, so much so that you share equal responsibility as the one who's more active, then you say you're chayav. But since we've had all these studies which say you're potter, and it's only this Chazanish at the end which will suggest you're chayav, then in the mice, in this case of the lift, those two people are the ones who are going to be chayav to pay. The other five are not going to be chayav to pay. And that's how the basic and pass comes at the end.
Do we view this as Eish or?
Otama Mazik. But in Otama Mazik, there's still a requirement of doing an action. And we've defined today action, what is actually action is. Is action, after you physically do action like Rekiva Eger is, move yourself. Or even if you passively hold yourself, is called an action, and we suggested that's only true if it's an unnatural state. And at the end, there's a Baba Kama or a Chazanish that says even if it's a natural state, you're holding yourself there, that's also called an action. But that is a minority opinion in this position.
But does do base dins hold that a person can be Aish? Or it's only
no,
a Mamazi?
No, that's the Chazanish's unstoppable riot from that Gemara where he was blown off the roof in the unnatural winds, and he's still chayav, it must be that he's an ultimate Mazik.
That's how we believe.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Shem, next week, we'll carry on.
Did you turn this off?
Not officially.